What's going on? Welcome on a Tuesday in New York City. It is Evan and Tiki on a cold, wintry day. Tiki is off. I think he's somewhere warm, so good for him. He'll be back in a day or so. So Sean Morash, after doing just a marvelous job, a bang-up job, pressing the buttons yesterday, he gets a reprieve. He gets to sit in the big chair, and I think I'm going to piss him off immediately.
Well, you already did, Evan. You already did.
What have I done already?
I mean, you want to say the show name again, Evan?
You're right. You're listening to Evan and Tiki with Sean Morash,
who happens to be right next to you today.
You know what? I love Tiki. Tiki's doesn't have the name of the show today. All right, it's just Evan. In fact, I'm gonna put your name first. It's Sean Morash and his little buddy Evan. That's today's show.
Morash and friends.
That's right. We got a busy, busy show today. Should you be concerned about the New York Knicks, we will discuss. We will hear from both Aaron Glenn and Darren Mougi a little bit later on. And what we learned from James Dolan, who joined our guys Craig Carton and Chris McMonagle yesterday in the afternoons. Kevin Stefanski's available. We learned that yesterday. My first reaction to Stefanski being available was, I think it would be a good hire. I did my deep dive yesterday. I gave it a lot of thought. It's not that I think it's a bad hire. It's not that I would be apoplectic about it the way I was when the Jets hired Adam Gase. But I don't love it because I think what we're failing to do with Stefanski is look at the last 4 years. I mean, yes, 3 years ago they made the postseason. Joe Flacco, what a miracle. But their offense the last 2 years was ranked 29th and 31st.
Mm-hmm.
He made a few decisions this year in the sparingly time I used to watch Cleveland Browns football that boggled my mind. The quarterback decision around Shador, going for two and not using him and running the Wildcat. There are aspects of Kevin Stefanski that just worry me. So I don't think he's the slam dunk hire a lot of Giant fans think.
I vehemently disagree. It is not only the slam dunk hire, it is the hire. And something has gone heinously wrong with the Giants coaching search if Kevin Stefanski is not the New York Giants head coach when we start week one next year. Evan, this is a gift from the football gods. We have spent weeks, dare I say months, arguing about whether Mike McCarthy is a fit or not. And why? Because we're looking for a CEO type. We're looking for a guy who's done it before. To me, now there's only two guys that you could look at definitively on the market. If you want to throw Brian Flores in there, but we're kind of dismissing him because of the lawsuit.
Brian Flores is just not realistic.
Exactly.
I love him as a candidate. I think if we get in the weeds on the lawsuits, it's not a real thing.
Exactly. So I want to just put in the realm of, do you trust a coach that's done it before, or do you want to take a swing on a coordinator? I, in the past, have no problem taking a swing on a coordinator. The coordinators this year are very unappealing to me. I'm not necessarily in love outside of Chris Shula with hiring a defensive mind when you have a young guy like Jackson Dart. And Kevin Stefanski fits the mold. Two-time coach of the year. He took the Cleveland Browns to the playoffs twice. Now, you bring up the quarterback and taking Shador off the field, 2-point, all things I understand. If Kevin Stefanski, of all the coaching availabilities, and he's going to have his pick of the litter, the Falcons are talking to him, the Titans are talking to him. If he picks the New York Giants, he's picking them because he has Jackson Dart. And he clearly didn't want anything to do with the Deshaun Watson trade that felt like a Browns ownership thing. And if you're picking the Giants because of Jackson Dart, I think you're picking them because you feel like you're finally going to get a quarterback that you want to be a part of, and that you don't have to call goofy plays and figure out why your offense is struggling. I think it's a perfect marriage.
Yeah, but just because he picks the New York Giants, which I would expect him to. I mean, the Giants, and we talked about this briefly yesterday, and we could do it again today. To me, and I'm being an IFO in this regard, an independent football observer, I think they've got the most appealing job out there. Mm-hmm. By a decent amount. So him picking the job is more about Kevin Stefanski doing what's right for him.
Sure.
I'm talking about what's right for the New York Giants. And just because he wants the job, like your argument to me right now on why he's the dream hire was more about why he would want the job. I know why he would want the job. I'm talking about hiring him.
Your negatives to why you wouldn't want him hiring, I think, are debunked by the idea of he has a quarterback. Or everything that you're attributing to shows that he didn't have confidence in the quarterback.
Hold on a second. He had a quarterback. He also had Baker Mayfield, where he had early success.
Yes.
And deserves a lot of credit. That was his first year there. They won 11 games. They won a playoff game. And that was the first of his coaches of the year. It actually sounds familiar when you think of Brian Daboll. Yeah. Like, coach of the year, first year, quarterback you inherited. All good.
Got Case Keenum to an NFC Championship game.
What happened to... First of all, I'm talking about head coaching.
Okay, but I'm talking about him dealing with the quarterback.
No, his 1 year as an offensive coordinator, fine. I'm not talking about that. You just mentioned coordinators. I'm talking about head coach.
Okay.
Don't shy away from this.
Okay.
What happened to Baker Mayfield after that?
He started to get banged up, beat up, and he fell apart.
And they decided to move on from him. And he regressed. And the team regressed. And they had one good year in 23 where they won the 11 games, where Deshaun Watson played a little bit early, and then they ended up getting Joe Flacco. But the rest of his resume is not that impressive, is what I'm trying to tell you. And twice in his time in Cleveland, twice, he relinquished play-calling duties. So for the offensive genius that everyone claims that he is, twice he relinquished play-calling duties. Is that not a little bit of a red flag, a tiny red flag, a medium red flag? You tell me.
Well, I think we're coming at this from two separate ways here, Evan. Any coach that's available right now is either a coordinator who has never done it before or a head coach that's done it before. Any availability is going to have red flags, and any coach that's available is going to have a bit of a red flag attached to him because there's no perfect hires and solutions. So when we're having this conversation, I'm comparing Stefanski to what else the Giants could do here in this coaching search. Yeah, I will have minor concerns like that as far as like regression and everything that goes with it. But those concerns pale in comparison to the concerns I have of any of these coordinators like Jeff Hafley, where I have no idea if they even know how to pick a staff.
But I'm also concerned about, and I have been very consistent about this, I am concerned about someone who had their first head coaching job, had levels of success, but ultimately got fired and didn't have the ultimate success, gets fired because let's not forget the last 2 years, 8-26, which is very Daboll-like, if we're being honest.
It is.
Okay?
There's no question.
There is a concern I have, and I've always had, about that guy immediately taking another head coaching job.
I agree.
Whether it's a year as an offensive coordinator, a couple years as an offensive coordinator, a year on television, being an advisor, I always think, and by the way, look at NFL history. There are not as many examples of success when a failed head coach immediately gets another job versus sitting, watching, learning, and getting better. And ultimately, he failed in Cleveland. And so the idea of right away turning around and making him the most important head coaching hire the Giants have made in decades, it worries me.
I think it
does. That not worry you a little bit?
It does.
Tiny bit.
It does. And I think this is where we're just kind of polar opposites. Isn't any hire the Giants make right now going to worry you? Anyone?
Well, I think it depends. I mean, if John Harbaugh or Mike Tomlin are available,
that's
I'd be
different.
Far less worried.
Different, because Stefanski would not be my number one choice if Harbaugh was available. He still hasn't been fired.
I will answer it this way. I would be less worried about Mike McCarthy than I would be Kevin Stefanski.
Oh, see, I disagree
Mike
completely.
McCarthy has had more success throughout his NFL career. He just has. And even in Dallas, like they won 12 games in back-to-back years.
12 games in Dallas with that roster. Kevin Stefanski.
And what's happened since he left?
Kevin Stefanski.
Just answer that question. Okay. What's happened to Dallas since he left?
Ever since Dan Quinn left running the defense, they regressed defensively.
Mike McCarthy.
Dak Prescott just had the best season of his career without Mike McCarthy.
And how many wins did they have?
Because the defense stinks.
It's always someone else.
It is. McCarthy, the moment he lost Quinn.
That's fine. One of those arguments, he'll move the goalposts all day. Where's Tiki?
We talk about...
No, here's the real quick, I apologize. Yeah. If Tiki was here, he'd agree with Sean.
Of course.
Because he really loves Stefanski. But I want to make this clear. I don't hate him. I'm just telling you that it doesn't feel like the slam dunk that you, Tiki, and others describe it as. Like, there are some worries to me about Stefanski.
I'm going to say this for a third time. It's a slam dunk in comparison to what else I'm looking at. That's it. Period, point blank. Of course I have minor concerns. Do you think, and we've dealt and covered with a lot of crappy football here for a long time.
Yes, we're experts on that.
The Cleveland Browns are the Giants and Jets in many ways.
In a lot of ways, yes.
Do you think he could be a bad head coach and win coach of the year twice with the Cleveland Browns?
I mean, Brian Daboll won coach of the year once. The twice is what puts it over the top?
Well, if Brian Daboll won coach of the year twice, he's still not fired here.
8-26 the last 2 years.
Joe Flacco, 11 wins.
First of all, it wasn't Joe Flacco 11 wins. Deshaun Watson had 6.
Okay, all right. Do you think
I hate to interrupt you with facts?
Deshaun Watson was a disaster?
Ultimately, yes.
Do you think that's on Kevin Stefanski?
I do not. And I've been very careful in the first 10 minutes of the show. In my worries of Stefanski, I have not placed that on him.
Okay,
I haven't. I do place moving on from Baker Mayfield a little bit on him. Now, maybe he wouldn't have gone the Deshaun Watson way, especially with the contract and the trade.
They probably pulled the ripcord too quick.
I think the ripcord decision that they ultimately made, and I think he was a part of on Baker Mayfield, I will put at his feet. But no, I haven't brought up the name Deshaun Watson once. What I am bringing up is that the last 2 years have been disastrous. The stats have been awful. He relinquished play calling duties twice. And again, and this is the thing that's almost unprovable, it really worries me about immediately going into another job.
It does. I mean, Andy Reid did it from Philly to Kansas City.
Andy Reid is far different than Kevin Stefanski. How many championship games did Andy Reid coach in Philadelphia? He went to a Super Bowl. Kevin Stefanski made the playoffs twice. He won a playoff game. Congratulations.
Make it with the Browns.
So did Dable.
Making the playoffs twice in 5 years with the Cleveland Browns is like making four NFC championship games with the Eagles.
That's not fair.
It is the same equivalent. It is that hard to do. And I'll give you another thing. You know why? Because when we mention the CEO, we have to go back to this word, CEO type, which is what the Giants need. Or what they're trying to target. Part of being a CEO type is when you go through hard times, is your team going to quit? The Cleveland Browns, in a dead as a doornail season, just beat the Steelers, who beat the Ravens 2 weeks ago. It would have been easy for them to pack it in. They have notoriously, you know why the Browns don't pick first either? They play their ass off in December and still play hard for the guy. Clearly, he is a guy that players are going
to
play hard for.
Well, based on that, why don't we bring Kafka back? The Giants played great in the last 2 weeks.
Well, that's a little different.
I do give him credit for that. I do give him credit for that because the Browns played it tough over the last few weeks of the season. I think that he is worthy of speaking to. I think he is a very interesting candidate. He, to me, does not fit the slam dunk category. And to define slam dunk, and these guys so far are not available, but they're still rumored to potentially be available, would be John Harbaugh and Mike Tomlin. Those guys are slam dunks. Would you at least agree that if either one of those guys sneaks out, they would be the hire you would make over Kevin Stefanski?
Yeah. And I've been consistent about that dating back to when we did afternoons. I agree.
Fair enough.
But those guys are not available right now.
Right now they're not, but that's why you got to be patient in the search.
All right. But I know we say this about every head coaching search, so it's going to be a little hyperbole. Mm-hmm. Would you not agree that at least as it stands now, this feels like the most important head coaching search we have seen in a long time for the Giants?
I'm glad you made that comment. So one of the things that has driven me nuts over the years as a political geek is, quote, this is the most important election of our lifetime.
Okay.
1992 was, 1996 was, 2000 was. They were all the most. 08 was, 12 was, 16 was, 20 was, 24. And by the way, I got spoiler alert. In 2028, we're going to hear the same thing. It's the most important election of our lifetime. And what I always get pisses me off about that, and I would love to tell MSNBC and Fox News, is it's the most important election of our lifetime right now.
I agree.
In the moment. And 4 years from now, that's going to be the most important election.
I agree.
But with that said, I agree that based on the talent on the roster, based on the clock that you have on a young quarterback who I believe in, just like you believe in, based on the lack of success this franchise has had, based on the status of Joe Shane, based on, obviously, we all feel for John Maurer right now.
Of course.
Based on all of that, I would agree with you that this is the most significant Giant hire, an important Giant hire in a few decades, because I think in a lot of the other cases, not to minimize a coaching hire, it was a lot of, we're working from the ground up, we'll see.
Yes.
This feels, and I certainly don't say this as a Giant fan, like a ready-made team. It feels like they are good coaching away from being what the Patriots were this year, or the Bears were this year, or even Jacksonville was. So I hate the most important of our lifetime because it's used all the time.
It is.
But I do think in this case, it feels that way.
It does. And so this is where I would just checkmate this whole thing about Stefanski. If this is, and we agree on this, and based on Dart and everything else you've put out there, that important, and this guy who's a two-time coach of the year recently with a bad organization who didn't have a quarterback and you think you have a quarterback, why would you take the chance now if it comes down to Stefanski versus Halfley versus Shula versus Jesse Minter? Why would you take the chance in failing on another coordinator when this is the coach available now? Why? Why are you in a position, organization, to take that chance? And it's not as if we find out where Stefanski gets fired and you want to say, well, it's best to sit out. The Giants aren't the only team going to talk to him. Can the Giants afford, with all the egg they've had on their face with letting guys walk, for Kevin Stefanski to go have success in Tennessee with Cam Ward while the Giants are firing Joe Shane in 2 years with the new head coach who didn't work out, and then we're worried about whether Jackson Dart's the guy or not? Can they afford that?
No, I get your point. I will add one thing to this, because at the beginning of our discussion, you talked about why Kevin Stefanski would want this job.
Right.
And I echo that. I feel the Giants have the most appealing job out there. There is one thing that would change the perception of the New York Giants in a major way if it happens. If the Giants identify Stefanski as the guy they want, the way you feel, the way a lot of other people feel, and he chooses someone else, he chooses the Las Vegas Raiders, he chooses the Atlanta Falcons, two situations that are not the worst, but I don't think as good as the Giants. That, to me, would be a major red flag on something Joe Shane had to answer yesterday, which is your presence going to be a deterrent on someone taking this job? He has reassured us that's not the case. I'm even starting to believe it's not really going to be the case. But we're not going to find out until someone literally turns the Giants down. And you could argue, but Evan, he would turn it down because he loves Fernando Mendoza, or he'd turn it down because he loves Arthur Blank, or whatever other reason you want to come up with. To me, it would be a major warning sign that Joe Shane remaining as general manager is a hindrance on this search if guys they prefer say no. Because I would follow up by saying why. And the only why I could genuinely come up with is the presence of Joe Shane.
There's no doubt it has been the biggest worry. It's why yesterday's actions by the New York Giants disgusted me as a fan base. It's also their Stefanski's their ripcord out of this mistake of keeping Joe Shane. But if he does, I mean, how many people around the NFL need to comment that the Giants have the best head coaching opening? And if they're saying that, if the whole league feels that way and Stefanski chooses elsewhere, you have no choice but to think it's Joe Shane. And if that is the case, and the Giants do find out, man, they better pull with the Jaguars, pull with Liam Cullen and Trent Baalke, because it's never too late to fire a guy that's a hindrance. Don't just hire Jeff Hafley instead of Kevin Stefanski because Stefanski doesn't want to work with Joe Shane. It's not too late to fire him if that is a deterrent.